Joe Biden shields Palestinians from deportation, vows to give them U.S. jobs. By John Binder on February 14, 2024. President Joe Biden is shielding Palestinians in the United States from deportation while authorizing the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to loosen work requirements to funnel them into American jobs. On Wednesday, Biden issued a memorandum to DHS and the State Department, providing most Palestinians in the U.S. with deferred and forced departure for at least 18 months amid war in Israel with Hamas terrorists. Ultimately, the memorandum ensures that most Palestinians cannot be deported from the U.S. over the next year and a half, a plan that was first pitched to Biden by the far-left Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR. "I am directing the deferral of removal of certain Palestinians who are present in the United States," Biden writes in the memorandum. "I have determined that it is in the foreign policy interest of the United States to defer for 18 months the removal of any Palestinian subject to the conditions and exceptions provided below." Also, the memorandum authorizes DHS to open employment for non-citizens whose removal has been deferred for the duration of such deferral, as well as urging the agency to loosen regulations so that Palestinians in the U.S. on F-1 student visas can hold American jobs. The Biden administration's economic agenda, for years now, has been to massively inflate the nation's labor market with millions of newly arrived illegal aliens and legal immigrants. That agenda has delivered highly successful results for the business lobby and corporate special interests who have a vested financial interest in keeping U.S. wages down by adding millions to the workforce with a constant stream of foreign-born workers to hire. Former Democrat Congressman Dennis Kucinich recently called Biden's agenda a plan to drive down wages. "America's working and middle class have been detrimentally impacted by the agenda. For instance, the latest employment data reveals that since late 2019, nearly 3 million illegal aliens and legal immigrants have been added to the workforce, while there are close to 200,000 fewer native-born Americans working today. In the last year, nearly all new U.S. jobs have gone to foreign-born workers." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.